Welcome to Teach Outdoors, the podcast that brings you inspiration and ideas for taking your teaching outside. Together, we'll explore the benefits of learning outside the classroom, share tips and tricks for successful outdoor teaching, and hear from educators who are making a difference in the lives of their students through outdoor experiences. Join us as we dive into the world of teaching outdoors and discover new ways to engage and inspire the next generation. I'm Lauren McLean, mother of two young ones, author of Me and My Sit Spot, teacher, and outdoor classroom enthusiast. I'm grateful to be living, learning, playing, and raising my family on the traditional and unceded lands, waters, and skies of the Kwikwetlem First Peoples. Welcome to another episode of Teach Outdoors, where we dive into the wonders of nature one lesson at a time. I'm your host, Lauren McLean, and today we're embarking on a thrilling adventure with our students, exploring the invisible force that shapes our world, the wind. Jimmy Dean once said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." It's with these words that we embarked on a journey to embrace the whims of the wind and discover its hidden wonders. As we journeyed through our outdoor explorations, we found that approaching windy days with the right mindset opens doors to endless possibilities for learning and fun. From crafting windmills to feeling the breeze tussle our hair, every moment became an opportunity to discover. Inspired by Carol Thompson's enchanting book, Wind, we dived into a wind inquiry. This book ignited our imaginations and sparked curiosity. After reading the book, we started our adventure with a maple seed target adventure. Every learner collected a handful of maple seeds that were lying on the ground. These are the seeds that resemble tiny helicopter blades. And we marveled as they soared through the air, carried by the wind. We put some targets on the ground, such as a maple leaf or a hula hoop. So imagine we would set up these targets and the learners would hold up their maple seed leaves or maple seeds and then try to let go and see if the wind could carry the maple seed and land on that target. It took a lot of different orientation, investigations, trial and error, but through these games and challenges, we developed our aim and we learned to anticipate the unpredictable movements of the wind. Meanwhile, other students on the other side of the field were embarking on an exploration of wind power itself. So I had brought outside some ribbon and students collected a pile of sticks. They found creative ways of combining the two materials together to create a wind catcher. They would hold their wind catcher in different directions to investigate and explore the wind's patterns and strength. You could hear the excitement when a big gust of wind came through and blew their ribbons with a lot of intensity. And it was the sound of the learner saying, "Oh my gosh, look at the ribbon now." They took their wind catchers to many different areas of the school grounds, well, within boundaries, of course, and then tested to see if the wind was stronger or weaker in open areas versus enclosed areas. During our reflective circle time, we considered the influence of the wind on our games. So we took turns, each sharing our understandings and what happened and why it happened. We thought to ourselves, was it predictable or was it random? It was a very thoughtful discussion as most of our learners posed their reflections, and then we came to a shared understanding of the complex nature of wind and weather. After our circle, we went to visit our sit spots, and students were encouraged to observe the traces left behind by the wind. From scattered debris to delicate petals, they were amazed at the wind's ability to shape the world around us. The students also documented their findings at their sit spot in a nature journal. They sketched, they added labels, and some did sentences as well as wonder questions. Now, as a teacher, I was observing my students with lots of interest during these wind explorations. I was trying to understand their grasp of the wind's impact. I took photos and videos, and I also recorded some anecdotal notes. I was trying to capture their insights and reflections so that I could guide their learning journey with care and encouragement. Now, as our windy exploration drew to a close, we found ourselves eagerly anticipating future adventures. So we're really looking forward to our next windy day exploration. We already have a few picture books lined up at our door so that we can easily grab one as we head outside again. Now, I would love to ask if you have a favorite windy day activity or book to please share it with us on social media by tagging at Teach Outdoors so that we can all learn from your explorations as well. Well, thank you for joining me on this windy day journey that we went on this week. I hope these quick and easy ideas inspire you to take your students safely outdoors on a windy day. Until next time, stay warm, stay curious, and keep teaching outdoors. As always, I'll end with a song, From the Trees by Brandon Grant.
I start on my paw, I look around to find a spot that I can call home for a while. Walking slowly, I feel so calm. I find a spot where nature opens up her arms for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me free. I feel the sunshine kiss my skin, I hear all of the birds singing from within. I get familiar with my space. I now know how every part fits in every place for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me. I go to visit in morning, in sunshine and the rain, to see what's different and notice the things that stay the same. I get to know my teacher, the spot that gives me health. To get to know the land is to get to know yourself. To breathe, I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me free.